Now, for our next session this morning, we're going to zero in on the very important recent developments that Ben and Ed touched on briefly. This is both generally and for us in higher ed. So we have two panels on the Inflation Reduction Act. Our first session is going to focus now on some major tax credit opportunities that were introduced by the Act, including a unique election that most of us are now vaguely aware of, at least, to allow many tax-exempt employers to take advantage of these tax credits. So to introduce our speakers as they start to get settled here, Mike Evans is a partner at K&L Gates and is a longtime former Democratic chief counsel and deputy staff director for the Senate Finance Committee. He works on federal tax and environmental policy matters as a member of the K&L Gates Public Policy and Law Practice Group. Ian Tester is a managing director at KPMG Corporate Finance, based here in Austin and with a focus on infrastructure matters. And Christian Wood is a principal at RSM, where he leads the firm's Washington National Tax Practice for accounting credits, incentives, and methods. We're lucky today to have just an expert panel on exactly these issues that we're looking at, so I'll turn it right over to them right away to get started. Thank all three of you.
Thank you. We're going to just speak from here, if that's okay. That may be more efficient. It's great to be here. Thanks to Ben and others for inviting me to participate. We have a lot to talk about and a lot to think about and a lot to do, because there are really great opportunities here, but lots of new issues when you think about the IRA. And I'm going to provide about 15 or 20 minutes of introduction, and then we'll get into more of the details. A little bit further background about me. I rejoined the K&L Gates firm in November, and for the previous 9 years, I was chief counsel to the Senate Finance Committee in the U.S. Senate. And my last big task was to help to develop and to pass the IRA. And now I'm working principally on helping people to do well by doing good by implementing it. And there's a lot to work on. So I'm going to first mention five key characteristics of the IRA. First, it's self-executing. I talk to people, municipalities more than universities, and they say, okay, where do I apply for the grant? It's not a grant. We're talking tax. It's self-executing with one exception, and that's 48C, which is a $10 billion capped grant program. But if you think about the IRA, and remember that it was estimated to reduce or to have a cost of $370 billion, $100 billion of that was grants. The other $270 billion was tax incentives, mostly tax credits. Self-executing, but there's also, of course, the flip side. You don't get approval. Instead, this is what you do. This is all about due diligence. You have to have the confidence and have done the work to claim the credit. There's nobody at the IRS that's going to say, well, yes or no. And in fact, in several of the guidances so far, they've made the point that even if we certify you for something, it's all subject to audit and civil and criminal penalties. Third, the revenue cost here is not capped. When I said that the revenue estimate was that the bill would cost $270 billion over 10 years, that's not a cap, with the exception of the $10 billion under 48C that I mentioned. And in fact, as you may have seen, when the House proposed to repeal the IRA earlier this year as part of its initial debt limit proposal, the Joint Tax Committee estimated that repeal would raise revenue by $550 billion. And so the $270 billion had risen to $550 billion. That's partly because it was not apples to apples. It was a different period of years. But it's also because of a dramatically increased estimate of uptake in the program. Now, that's also has its downsides, because people have said, wait a minute, that's a lot more revenue cost than was anticipated. Fourth point, direct pay, and we'll get to that. That's, you know, with the exception of 1603, 12 years ago, that's a very new concept and needs to be worked through, and we're all waiting for the guidance. And finally, there are new concepts in the IRA.